This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Classically trained opera singer Jesse Merlin has a truly frightening resume. Roles as a reanimated deviant surgeon, a cannibalistic serial killer, and a Max von Sydow-inspired Catholic priest. They're all characters in musical plays inspired by horror films. From member station KPBS, Beth Accomando reports on a career that took an unexpected turn.
Jesse Merlin looks like a caricature of a young and untanned George Hamilton and has a bass baritone voice perfect for Gilbert and Sullivan. Since that's not what Hollywood's looking for, Merlin has had to scare up roles elsewhere.
I've just become Mr. Horror Musicals lately. It was Dr. Hill and Reanimated the Musical, and then I was Hannibal and a bunch of other roles as The Swing in Silence the Musical here in L.A.
Most recently, he played a comic version of Max von Sydow's Catholic priest in a Hollywood Fringe production called Exorcistic, the rock musical parody experiment.
I was a little scared by making my entrance as the priest with a hip-hop number.
It's a home sweet home now, home sweet showdown, home sweet throwdown, your daughter feeling low down. Don't fret now, child. The Exorcist.
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist in the mother house.
This is a guy who began singing opera professionally at 22.
I think it's ironic because now that's my selling point. That here I am, this highfalutin, snooty, ridiculous opera singer, having to wade into the entrails of a rock musical and not just do hard rock and perform with a four-piece, really cooking rock band for the first time, but also, you know, lay down the beats and freestyle a little bit.
Let's leave the projectile vomit of Exorcistic behind and move on to the blood splatter of Reanimator the Musical. Merlin plays Dr. Hill in the horror musical based on Stuart Gordon's 80s cult classic. Dr. Hill is a lecherous surgeon who literally loses his head and reanimates from the dead.
There's a decapitation on stage, then I have a puppetry rig where I'm carrying my own decapitated head around while singing.
I loved you, and I love you still.
Director Stuart Gordon says it's a physical challenge to make the headless gag work.
He has to wear this weird rig where he has to kind of hunch over and to make it look like he's carrying around his own head. He has to be a contortionist. And I found out when we were in rehearsal that he actually is double-jointed.
With a good head on his shoulders and another in the prop room, Merlin saw an opportunity to exploit something he's always loved to do.
I discovered early on that playing a villain is about the most fun you can have as an actor. When I got to Reanimator, for example, playing a decapitated zombie pervert was just like the role I feel I was born to play.
That brings us to horror musical number three. Merlin got to understudy and eventually play the role of Hannibal Lecter in Silence, the musical.
The key for me finding his voice, that character's voice, when I read in an interview that Anthony Hopkins said, Hannibal is a cross between Katharine Hepburn and HAL 9000. And that's totally it. It's just that, you know, now then, what did Miggs say to you? Multiple Miggs in the next cell. He hissed at you. What did he say? I've kind of thought about what about opera and particularly Gilbert and Sullivan, which is, you know, a big part of my background too, leads me to horror. I think it's a grounding in over-the-top archetypal stock characters.
If she would grant my simple little wish, I could illuminate this dungeon with but one small whiff.
Merlin has grown fond of the horror genre and would like to continue putting his singing expertise to use in more horror musicals based on films.
I think horror is a place where actors who are offbeat, who don't look like models, who don't look like an obvious, easily marketed character type, someone who's a little average or unusual looking or has an unusual talent will find a place in horror where maybe nowhere else really has a place for you.
Merlin's revenge has been to prove that he's scary good in his newfound vocation as Mr. Horror Musical. For NPR News, I'm Beth Accomando.